We're going to start off with some folks who've been coming to see us about every other year for the last, 10 years or so, and we're always happy to welcome them back. They formed in 1996 in New York City, and they've long been hailed as the best Irish Celtic band to have originated in the United States. Most of them are born in Ireland, some in the U.S., and they write, they sing traditional tunes, they play tunes, and they have a very interesting project out right now called Shamrock City. It's not out yet. It's, I should say, being worked on right now, and it's the story of the Irish immigrants that went to Butte, Montana, to work in the copper mines. The originators of the group, Seamus Egan and Winifred Horn, are still here, along with Mick McCauley and Eamon McComb, and Niamh Varian Barry, who is new singer, and a wonderful voice. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Solace. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Well, thank you very much, and it's just great to be back here at Mountain Stage. And we started off there with a whole rake of tunes. That's a whole lot of tunes. The first one was written by our very own Mr. Eamon McElhone down there on the guitar. And Eamon calls that tune The Crows of Calimer. And Calimer is in County Clare. And Eamon tells us that the origin of that tune was it's a ferry ride that goes from Calimer over to Kerry. And Eamon says it's one of his most favourite ferry rides in the entire world. And he takes it as often as he can. And this one time he was taking it, and he was on the ferry and got out of his vehicle to go get a coffee or something. And when he came back, it was covered with black crows, which sounds very ominous until you realise that Eamon, when he's not with us, his other job is driving a garbage truck. So it's totally natural. It would have been spooky if there weren't crows. So there you go. That's The Crows of Calimer. Then we played a whole pile of other tunes after that and finished with a tune that I wrote a little while back called The Opera House, which is written after a place that was decidedly not an opera house. So, but anyway, moving right along. Years ago, when I was a kid growing up in Ireland, I remember my father telling me the story about a great uncle of his who left County Mayo in Ireland in 1910, and he was about 19 years old, and he made his way to America, and first he stopped in Philadelphia for a couple of years, and then in 1913, like loads of Irish before him, and like loads of people from all over the world, he made his way to Butte, Montana to work in the copper mines. And Larry was telling us before the show that there was loads of people from here in West Virginia that were recruited to go out there and work in the mines as well. So it's very possible some of your relatives worked with my relative. But anyway, Michael Conway was his name, and he was there in 1913, and he worked for the Black Rock mine. And but by the summer of 1916, he was dead, and he was just 25 years old. And I remember this story, and it always sort of left a mark with me that it was exciting and it was romantic and all of that kind of thing. And years ago then, we found ourselves playing at a festival in Butte. And it's not often that you get a chance to say, you know, it's great to be here, but I'm really happy to announce that I'm the first in my family to get out of here alive. And which fortunately you don't get a chance to say very often. And so met with some folks there in Butte, and they told them the story, and they started helping us out researching Michael and his whole family, and there was several other Conways there in Butte. But anyway, it sent us down a path, and it's gotten us here today, and we've been working on this project. We call it Shamrock City, and we'd like to do a song from it for you now, if that's okay. And it's a song that we wrote, and it's called Michael Conway.
My poor home, and soon came the harsh day that forced me to roam. Well, I reached old Philadelphia in the brave land of the free, where I met with my two brothers. There was Pat, James, then me. We were destined for the rich land that owns us all from birth. We were bound for Butte, Montana, the richest hill on earth. Where their pockets, they bulge heavy when the copper's running high. Where the hill rewards her brave sons. It's fortune or die, where they tread on silver dollars on a crowded barroom floor, while they strip the granite mountain of her precious copper. That steam train and stepped out into the yellow mist, with hope still in our hearts then and a fight in either fist. No kind face to lead us up to where the dirty smelter spat, and 'tis there I took to hard labor as a Butte mining rat, where we tread the hours of daylight for the smell of copper ore, where it's whiskey and a cowpat to cure our copper sores, where half the town it labors while the other half it sleeps upon the granite mountain a mile high and deep. Not a man could best me while standing toe to toe, but I defy the crooked sheriff, for I wouldn't throw his fight away. Should have laid it on at 5-2 and backed the bold Conway. I was lifted in con people, with the beer and music flowing free, where my brothers had just left me. Oh, bad fortune for me, dragged out by crooked cowards, their batons knocked me off my feet, and they left me to die there like a dog in the street. Far from the anaconda, the mine with seven stacks, far from the ashen faces of young men with crooked backs, far from the granite mountain and the dusty grave in which I lie, my spirit chases starlings round a clear Mayo sky.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, everybody. That's Mick McCauley there on the vocals, all the way from County Kilkenny in Ireland.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Well, thanks very much, everybody. As Seamus was saying, we're so delighted to be back at Mountain Stage, and we're delighted that they keep asking us back. So we want to say thank you to all the crew here for bringing us back, and thanks for coming out tonight to see us. We're going to continue with a little tune that I wrote for this project that we've been telling you about. And it's a little instrumental Seamus was saying when we were working on it, we sort of needed a little bit of landscape music to sort of describe what Michael Conway would have been sort of walking into when he arrived over from Ireland. And I thought about it, not too much actually, because my parents are from Ireland, and I'm sure all of us here in the audience have relatives that emigrated over to this vast, huge country that we call home now. And I came up with this little tune. He must have been very frightened, especially at that time, you know, coming into the unknown. So I just named this little tune, Welcome the Unknown. So I hope you like it. Thank you so much, everybody.
Well, thank you very much. We have time for one more, and before we launch into that, we just let you know who's who up here. On the viola and the vocals from County Cork in Ireland, the newest member of the band, Miss Niamh Varian Barry.
Thank you.
On the vocals and the guitar from County Tyrone in Ireland, Mr. Eamon McElholm. And on the fiddle from New York, Miss Winifred Horn.
Thanks very much, everybody. Thank you.
And on the button accordion, the guitar, the vocals from County Kilkenny, Mr. Mick McCauley.
Thanks very much. And on the banjo, mandolin, low whistles and flute from Philadelphia, Seamus Egan.
Thank you very much. Well, we're going to leave you with a song, another song from the Shamrock City Project. And since we're in mining country and we've been singing songs and playing tunes about mining and miners, we'd like to dedicate this to miners and their families all over the world. And it's a song that we wrote, and it's called Tell God and the Devil. So, take care.
Seamus Egan, Winifred Horn, Mick McCauley, Eamon McElm, Niamh Varian Barry, Solace. The newest project is Shamrock City, and you heard several tunes from that project. It's going to be an audio and visual project. A CD and a DVD should be out pretty soon, early in the summer. They're selling an EP, but only in concert right now. And it's, as you heard Seamus tell you, the story of one of his relatives who traveled to Butte, Montana to work in the copper mines. Solace. It's time now for the Mountain Stage Band and Julie Adams to do a song for us. Mountain Stage Band is, as always, Mr. Ron Soule is back there on the acoustic guitar. He's the leader of the band. Ryan Kennedy and Michael Lipton are our lead guitar players. Bob Thompson is our piano player. Steve Hill is back on the bass, and Ahmed Solomon is our drummer. And Julie has chosen a tune that was made famous by the great Etta James, who passed recently, so this is a little tribute to her. Please welcome Julie Adams.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. Tell you right now, I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on me. Everything about me seems to have changed. Step by step, I got a brand new walk. I even sound sweeter when I talk. I say, oh, 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 hey, hey, yeah. I say, it must be love. Let me tell you now, something got a hold on me right now. Oh, it must be love. Something's gone and put the hurt on me. I said, oh. Oh, no.
Julie Adams, the Mountain Stage Band, a little Etta James tune right there, the late, great Etta James.